America Weekend.
Try to create a suit of armor around the world, but I created something terrible.
Artificial intelligence.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenke. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about what everybody is talking about. Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Avengers Age of Ultron grossed nearly $200 million in its first North American weekend and is already a billion-dollar worldwide hit. The sequel, 2012's The Avengers, is one of 2015's most anticipated films and entry number 11 in this current Marvel Cinematic Universe. And that's part of its problem. The Marvel formula feels a bit tired here after breathing new life into the cycle last year with Captain America the Winter Soldier and Guardians of the Galaxy. But Age of Ultron falls just a bit flat. First off, the Gabby artificial intelligence villain simply isn't scary enough, and he should be. Also, Robert Downey Jr.'s wisecracking Iron Man quips are losing their effectiveness. Plus, there's so much big-budget slam-bang spectacle going on, but no real stakes. The outcome is never in doubt. I still appreciate Chris Evans' underrated take on the Captain America character, and director Josh Whedon does inject some real feeling into scenes involving Mark Ruffalo's Hulk and Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow. It's not a terrible experience. It's just not as strong as the first one, and it can only muster a B-minus grade for the month of May's mightiest movie. But IMAX 3D certainly helps. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, you can read Mark's long-form reviews at his great website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And Mark will be back next week. Do you want to go into work and tell your boss what you think of him? Or do you want to just tell him how to run his business? It's probably not a good idea if you want to continue collecting a paycheck from that said individual. There are certain things you should never tell your employer. We've been able to come up with a list of three simple things you should never tell the person who signs your paycheck. The first one, if you think another worker is incompetent. Do you work with someone who can never seem to get it together? If you're having trouble with a coworker who doesn't complete his or her work and frequently misses deadlines, this can be especially irritating. But it's a common problem within the workplace. A Task World survey of workers found that 75% of respondents found themselves waiting on coworkers more than occasionally to complete a work-related task. It's always best to try and resolve those problems as amicably as possible without turning them into a major motion picture. Dun-da-da! Then Mark Leonard could review it, see? But if you've tried over and over again to work things out to no avail, it may get so bad you have to discuss it with your management in some cases. In these situations, it's never a good idea to go to your employer and say you feel Jane is incompetent or Jane is so lazy. That's not for you to decide, and it sounds as though you're bad-mouthing Jane instead of trying to solve the problem. It's better to ask your superior for advice, be specific, clear, and concise about the problem and any potential solutions. Just don't tell Jane about it. Instead, try Jane has brought her portion of the reports to me at least a day late over the past 12 weeks, and I've had to stay at work late some days as a result. I have discussed the matter with her, but it's not yet resolved. Can you offer me any guidance? Perhaps a team meeting could get us back on the same page. Oh, yeah, he's going to see right through that. He knows you've got a thing with Jane. You don't like Jane. It says here, this way you avoid sounding like a drama queen or king, and you get actionable results you need in the process. Oh, really? What if he really likes Jane? What if he likes Jane more than he likes you? You could be causing yourself a whole lot of Jane problems that'll become your problems. The next one, if you dislike your job or anyone there, do not say that to your boss. One of the worst things you can say to your employer is, I hate my job. You know what? Go into work Monday morning. Just go back to that corner office. Hi, boss. I hate my job. I'll be at my desk if you need me. Generally, that's a statement that's loaded with anger and negative emotions, plus it won't benefit you at all to reveal those types of negative feelings. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or frustrated with your current position, there are constructive ways in which you can tell your employer while remaining positive. It's a good idea to create a list of the things that are causing your frustration. Again, be specific and try to think of viable solutions to some of these problems. No workplace is perfect, and if you bring these issues to your supervisor's attention in a constructive manner, you may be helping to promote improvement across the board. Really? Do you really? Come on. They make it seem like, you know what? Just go in there and act like a good egg and everything will be made well and it'll become this employment utopia. What if the boss is incompetent? The next one and the final one, anything that could be filed under too much information. The office is a place where you want to be yourself, but on the same note, it's best to refrain from sharing things about you that makes others around you uncomfortable. too much information. If you have any question as to whether your story or joke falls in the TMI category, it's probably better to keep quiet. Salary.com discussed this issue a little while back, indicating things workers should never tell their bosses. According to the website, you should refrain from sharing your sexual orientation, your living situation, information about a second job, and even your spouse's income. You should also shy away from topics like your nightlife, your personal or religious beliefs, and of course, any mental health or personal issues you may be facing. So while you may be an open person who feels comfortable telling everyone about how you stank up the bathroom, for instance, you should remain mindful of your surroundings and keep in mind that everyone is different. Which means just go to work tomorrow, don't say anything to anybody, sit in your cubicle for 8 hours, and then sneak out so no one sees that you're leaving. You work with these people and they get on your nerves, and sometimes you just got to tell the boss that they're getting on your nerves. And is he going to make everything well? Of course not, because he's got to keep everybody happy. That's why the work environment is as crazy as it is. Stay with us, more to come. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Everyone's heard of jet lag, but what about jet stomach? Well, it's a real condition, and actually, it's just another component of jet lag, but there's a way to minimize the stomach distress. Here's the biological science of it. When humans travel, especially west, and cross several time zones, both the brain and the stomach lag behind.
This is not normal.
The digestive system just gets confused, like the brain, and when the body gets out of sync, gastrointestinal problems can emerge.
Coach!
What to do? When traveling, avoid high-fat, high-calorie foods, cut down on caffeine, alcohol, and stay hydrated. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Watching what you eat for a few days while traveling will give both your gut and brain time to catch up with the local time zone. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. After dropping all the children off at school, a Bakersfield, California school district bus driver failed to see that traffic in front of her had stopped. When she slammed on the brakes, the bus skidded into an SUV, killing its driver, Laura Flores. The Flores family sued the school district for wrongful death. How do you think this case turned out? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Even though it was an accident, the Bakersfield City School District decided to settle the wrongful death suit out of court by paying the Flores family $7.4 million. And that's the final verdict.